Bournemouth Council has changed their decision over a proposed transit site in the area. Martin Hastings reports.
A temporary Gypsy and Traveller transit site that was planned for Riverside Avenue in Bournemouth the next year will now not go ahead, as the site was classed not good for money. Yet Bournemouth Councillor Sue Bickler tells us why we should have a site.
There's a problem in not having a site. Gypsies and Travellers come down every year. Local residents get very concerned about this. We spend time and money in trying to deal with the problem, but we have few mechanisms for really managing it well. We think that if we have a site, we can manage the site well, and we can better manage the authorising cabins that we have throughout the town.
Here were some of the concerns raised by local residents.
We don't need gibbers in the 21st century, and the government just doesn't seem to care about the people. These people come here and expect freeness. All we do is give. They don't pay rates, so why should we accept them there? We're a tourist area. People come down the Spur Road to Bournemouth thinking how beautiful it looks as they come down. First thing they see on the left-hand side is a gypsy camp.
Residents were furious at the council for brandishing show racing the red card posters. Although local residents of Riverside Avenue may have won this battle to keep gypsies away, Bournemouth Council continue to look for suitable sites, as Cabinet Member for the Community David Smith explains.
The law of the land says that a council like Bournemouth needs to find a site within its borough boundaries. Now, for a number of councils around the country, that's not so much of a problem because county councils, for example, have large rural areas and they have various options. For us in Bournemouth, we are a built-up area, and wherever we look around the town, whether it's in the town centre, on the north, or on the east of the town, as we are here, we are bound to affect somebody. It goes with the geography of the town.